Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the 35th annual Paul Bear Bryant Awards. Sean Pendergast alongside Seth Payne. And I feel like this has become a tradition each year. That's how often this guy becomes a finalist for the Paul Bear Bryant Award. And of course, he's won this award before as well. The Clemson Tigers, part of the college football playoff this year, and another great season at Clemson for head coach Dabo Swinney, who joins us now on Sports Radio 610. Coach, it's great to talk to you again. And I know you get nominated for all sorts of Coach of the Year awards, it seems like every year. I would imagine this one holds a special place in your heart, given its ties to Coach Bryant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is one of the greatest honors that I've been a part of ever, certainly as a coach, just having – you know, the opportunity to have my name associated with the Paul Bryant Award and, to be able to, just be a finalist is a blessing to me and just an honor and really surreal. And I know I've been blessed to be a part of this event a few times, but it's just surreal every time I get the opportunity to be a part of it, because again, for me, it is personal, growing up in the state of Alabama my entire life. And, you know, Coach Bryant was just a hero to me and, still is. And, truly just, you know, a legend in the game and, to, you know, have played at Alabama and then get into coaching and, to look up one day and see your name associated with that. It's really cool. And something that I'm very grateful for.
And you know, we see you guys up at the dais, you know, in a normal year together. Aside from, I think, just admiring each other and you know, respecting each other, you don't often get in a room with a bunch of other head coaches once you're a college football head coach like that, right? I mean, where you actually get to talk to them and maybe exchange ideas or like have a specific, like of these seven other guys up there, is there anybody that you specifically think I really got to talk to Brian Kelly about this play I saw in that game, or what were you guys thinking and how forthcoming is everybody when you ask them those questions?
Yeah. You know, it is really cool. And that's one of the things that makes this particular award unique is, you know, they bring in seven or eight finalists. Is it eight? I mean, we got this year's eight finalists.
This year, yep.
Yeah, so they bring in the finalists, and what the format of it is really cool. I mean, other Coach of the Year awards obviously are special as well, but typically it's just the winner, you know, that goes to the event, and it's a type of a banquet or whatever. But this is different because of what you said, and most of the time when you're a college coach, when you're around another head coach, it's competitive. You know, you see them on the recruiting trail, or it's, you know, pregame, postgame, whatever. And it's, you know, you just, you don't have a lot of time. Sometimes in the postseason, you may spend a little time with somebody, but that's one of the cool things is you do get some time at this event to spend with each other. And it's right after the season. I mean, I've been at this before, like 2 days after winning a national championship. And I think I slept through the whole thing. I don't even really remember it, you know, but so everybody's just fresh off the season and there's some time built in where you really can just relax and visit, you know, with your peers in a non-competitive environment. So I love it. I love that part of it. And absolutely. I mean, I learn from everyone. I pick everybody's brain and, so it's a cool event that way. But Brian Kelly, he and I think we're planning a golf outing somewhere down the road, and you know, I don't know how fair that's going to be. Cause he's a real golfer. So we'll see.
Well, you know what? I it was after your last national championship. Cause I remember Sean and I were sitting and doing the math on just how much time you would have even had to sleep. And just to put your mind at ease, you made perfect sense. You when you spoke,
yeah, I'm everything, sure.
You know, sometimes sure when you're a little delirious and you say left when you mean, well, you're a coach. You know about saying left when you mean right. And then it's the player's fault for him not understanding.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing about you and just how many of you these you've been to, and you've been at Clemson as a head coach since 2010, You had commented on C.J. Spiller being inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame, and it made me feel kind of old because you said he was your first five-star, your first first-rounder, your first Pro Bowler, and now your first College Football Hall of Famer. Yeah. Is it getting hard to keep track of all these guys? like Deshaun Watson and our beloved DeAndre Hopkins and everybody else?
No, it's easy to keep track of all those guys. I mean, it's really special, you know. I mean, this is a very connected place here at Clemson, and I've been here 18 years. So a lot of long relationships, been the head coach 12 years now. And we actually had a reunion, a kind of a Sweeney era reunion, like a week before they shut the world down back in March, literally like a week before. And there were a couple hundred guys here. It was awesome. You know, DeAndre was here and got a chance to just connect, but I try to stay connected with all these guys as much as possible. And then a lot of these guys come through all the time or shoot texts or reach out. It's crazy, man. CJ was on our staff this past year. He came back and is transitioning into coaching now. And so it was pretty cool to be with him on a day-to-day, but I see CJ all the time. He has a home here in the off season. And, you know, we've always stayed in touch. But his last year was in 2009 at Clemson. And so now all the way back in 2020, he's back at Clemson and here on a day-to-day basis transitioning. So it was really cool to be with him, you know, every day again in a different role. And it was awesome that they gave me the opportunity to be able to call him and tell him prior to the package showing up at his door and letting him know he was going in the College Football Hall of Fame. So what a cool thing to be able to experience, from recruiting him to celebrating the College Football Hall of Fame and everything in between, and being at his wedding. He got married back in the spring as well. And so it's been quite a journey for him, but that's what it's all about to me as a coach, is you know, having those relationships for the rest of your life. And hopefully, over the last 12 years, we've had a few guys that may hear their name called for the Hall, you know, one of these days down the road.
Well, and that's what I want to ask you about. We're talking to Dabo Swinney, head coach at Clemson. Got two quarterback questions. I'm going to get to Deshaun in a second, but you're on this finalist list tonight because of your current team, quarterbacked, of course, by Trevor Lawrence, who I think we all think is going to be the number one pick in the draft. He's going to be going to Jacksonville, which means we have to see him twice a year here in Houston. Any sort of advice you'd give us in having to deal with Trevor Lawrence being on the other side of the football for the next 10 or 12 years?
Weaknesses, least favorite routes, all this stuff.
Make sure Deshaun Watson's in Houston. That's the best advice I can give you.
We're working on it.
That's a ticket you're going to want right there, man, to see Deshaun Watson and Trevor Lawrence, because these are two unbelievable competitors that will fight to the last second to win. And so, you know, he's a great player. I mean, I was just telling somebody a minute ago, you know, if you had 100 qualities, if you could sit down and write down 100 qualities that you would look for in the ideal quarterback, well, I mean, we would all go, well, we want them fast, we want them tall, we want great arm strength, you want a great football IQ, you want, you know, whatever, poise and demeanor and leadership, and you just list all the boxes. He checks them all. I mean, there's not one. It doesn't exist. There's not a box you can't check with Trevor Lawrence. You know, I mean, he's just he's very unique in that regard. And, you know, he's the first Trevor Lawrence, as far as I'm concerned. And such an awesome dude, man. I mean, he looks like Hollywood, but he's so un-Hollywood. I mean, he's just a very simple guy. He's got a great foundation to his life. He's been in the spotlight forever, and it just is easy to him. And to be honest with you, he makes it look easy. Seth, you know it ain't easy. And he makes things look easy to the point where I think people just are numb to his greatness because he's done it since the ninth grade. Kids, I think he lost two games in high school in 4 years as a starter. He was 35-2 or 34-2 at Clemson. 34-2 or 35-2, one of the two. And but he lost two games. He just wins. And it's not easy. And we all know that.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I want to ask you about Deshaun as well. And it sounds like from what you said, you're well aware of some of the things that are going on down here right now with the Texans. I guess just your reaction to, you know, sort of the last couple of weeks with Deshaun, you know, unhappy, it seems like, with the team. And what advice would you give to the Texans in this instance right here?
I'd figure it out. You know, I mean, first of all, they got to hire a coach. And, you know, I think he's – and I don't know the ins and outs. I really don't. And I haven't heard Deshaun speak. You know, Deshaun will speak for himself when it's time for him to speak. And there's a lot of things that people hear and a lot of things that get put out or whatever. And, but Deshaun is incredibly, you know, loyal, incredibly committed, incredibly smart, incredibly passionate about winning. But he'll speak when he needs to speak. I know he's on vacation right now, just kind of relaxing a little bit from the season. But the biggest thing is, you know, I mean, he's the franchise, and he's such a great human being to go along with being a great quarterback. So, you know, I would think that they will figure out who's going to be the coach, and certainly I would think he would be involved in that, or at least communicated with. And you know, because that relationship is, there's nothing more important than that. I mean, you know, the owner, the quarterback, the head coach, that alignment is critical. And so they'll get it right. I'm sure there's a lot of smart people involved, and they'll all figure it out and come together and get some type of resolution to it and move forward.
Yeah. We've already had to deal with the DeAndre Hopkins thing in the last year. We don't want to have to deal
with it. Hey, I hear you may need a new shooting guard. I'm your guy. Yeah. I mean, I could be your guy. I'm righty, but I'm ambidextrous, actually. I write left-handed, you know. So.
You got a nice step back three, huh, Coach?
I got a nice one. I mean, I don't get it off quite as quick as Harden, but, you know, I'm accurate.
We are gentlemen of a certain age. We've developed our three by now. Yeah,
that's right. Dabo Swinney, head coach of the Clemson Tigers, and yet again a finalist and a former winner of the Paul Bear Bryant Award. Coach, we always enjoy these conversations. Really appreciate your candor and your insight. Congratulations on continued success, and best of luck tonight.
All right, I appreciate it. Good to be with y'all. Hey, thanks for all that everyone in Houston does to support this event and, you know, the American Cancer Society. I mean, this is a great award and a great event, but it's an awesome cause too. So honored to be a part of it.
All right, there it is. Coach Dabo Swinney. Coach, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Hey guys.
Say hi to Clay.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.